Welcome back to the Adam Paradox Podcast. We're back. It's me, myself, and I, and it's a very complicated relationship. But a lot has been going on since I moved from California back in February. It's been a very interesting process. I started a new job, and I'm working with all sorts of people and kids, and I'm in the schools seeing all the chaos and BS unfold in front of my very eyes. Now, not all of it's bad, and not all of it is terrifying. It's not the apocalypse, even though I call it that regularly. It's just the end of the world as we know it. A lot is happening. So let's start from the beginning just a little bit. I'm going to give you a quick little update of just kind of where I've been, what I've been doing, and where I'm at now. And I'll probably be able to do that in about 5 minutes, because not shit has happened this whole year. So back in February, I moved here to rural Kansas from California. The weather is extremely colder, windier, but I mean, honestly, they got some of the best sunsets. That you just can't beat that out here, and that's kind of the nicest thing. There's a lot of other aspects of out here that are kind of nice. People are a bit friendlier, or were a bit friendlier, until all these masks rolled out. But overall, it's kind of nice and simple, and I haven't been in traffic. I was in traffic for the first time just this week, so I haven't had much traffic since I got here, and that's been hella nice. But what else has been going on? So after I moved here, I was planning to go back and get my stuff, which means I haven't fully moved here. I came here with two suitcases, and I haven't been able to do that because there's now a policy in place that if you go and travel to these places, you have to quarantine for so many days. Well, you know what? I'm not going to do that because I can't afford it, and I'm not going to take 2 weeks off. I know, terrible excuse. Everyone's like, just go do it. Just go get it. Who cares what anyone else says? And I agree, but I get anxiety over these things, so I kind of have to go through with it. Now, it's been awesome since I've been here. The summer was really hot. None of the appliances worked. I fixed those up, or we got them fixed. And what else? I still don't have a car. And my girlfriend's been so awesome and let me use hers when I need it. But otherwise, I just, you know, do without. And I also have done without a lot of my podcasting equipment. And there hasn't really been much to talk about other than what everyone else is always talking about. And that's fine. And that's great. I don't want to talk about all the politics in details because the news is heavily covering it. But there is so much misinformation out there that we don't know what's true, what's not true. And it's really hard to discern because I get in these arguments with people because I do my research. And they truly believe some of the stuff they hear because there's good evidence to support it, but it doesn't go through the whole thing. It doesn't filter out or siphon out the slightly bad information within that. And that's very hard to discern, especially if you're not the kind of person that presses against new information all the time. So fast forward a little bit to about now. I still haven't gotten my stuff. I still don't have anything, but I ordered a new mic, and I still have my computer, so I decided to try to figure out a way to get that stuff so I could get the podcast up and going, because honestly, no one here really wants to talk to me about these things. They're like, shut up, you're just a know-it-all, and there's some stuff to talk about. So the whole world's gone to hell. Everything is, you know, there's been lockdowns, people losing their businesses, there's been people getting laid off. And it's terrible. It's a terrible thing that's happening to this country. And it's all due to a virus that came from China. At least they say, I believe it came from China. I think there's very good reason to believe it came from China. Swine flu, H1N1 came from China. There's a couple issues that I have. You know, we compare it to other viruses in the past. And we've never taken these precautions or been told to be on lockdown or to wear a mask almost 24/7. You know, the new president, soon to be maybe president, Joe Biden, is suggesting we wear our masks full time, even outside, alone in your yard. No, sir, I'm not doing that. There's no need to do that. The mask has altruistic values and properties and new physics. So basically, if you wear your mask, you are protecting other people. And that is the sole reason why you wear them. But if you wear the N95 mask with a filter and possible carbon filters in it, you are not protecting other people but yourself. And apparently that's selfish, because if you don't wear a mask, you don't care about the 220,000 people that died. And I always argue, well, you don't care about the 3.5 million that died from all sorts of shit. We got car accidents, we got alcohol poisoning, drug overdoses, random brain aneurysms. People died from all sorts of shit. And there's no reason to suspect that this one thing is killing so many more people other than normal. Now, I agree. In the beginning, we were scared. I went with the mask. I was like, all right, hey, I'll wear something as long, because I don't know what the hell it is. But then we started to learn about it. We know now it has a 99.997% survival rate, and that there is no longer any need to wear a mask. Now, if you're really up close working with patients that are known infected, then yes, you need to wear a mask. I agree. I don't think it's wrong to suit up and all that for that. But here's the thing. These masks, I talk about this almost every day, and I know everybody's sick and fucking tired of hearing about it. But here's the thing. Altruistic properties don't change how a mask operates. Just because you can add a moral virtue to it, well, don't you want to protect other people? Well, yeah, I do. And if I'm infected, I don't go out. Wearing a mask, if you're protecting others from yourself, suggests that you have the virus. So everybody wearing a mask has a virus and is walking around and should not be. I do not have the virus, therefore I do not wear a mask. Am I at risk of catching it? Probably, but you know what? I've been going this whole time. I wear a mask when I need to, but I meet with everybody in the public. I see people. My life didn't stop. The only thing that stopped was activities, going to the gym, which I probably wasn't going to go to the gym anyways, but I would have liked the option to. And I really did want to go to the gym, guys. I'm serious. But I haven't been able to go and do things. I haven't been to the movies. I think I've been out to eat, took my girl out to eat probably 5-6 times. Not counting, you know, fast food or anything junk like that, but just a regular sit-down restaurant. And that's fucking bullshit. We need to start living, everybody. We need to start living. We need to start enjoying our lives. This is the last year people know if they die. What a tragedy. That should get you more fired up than if someone's not wearing a mask. You know, it breathes out the sides. The air still goes out the sides and up into your eyes. It's not helping. It's not causing any less infection anywhere. And you're more likely to spread it through fomite transmission. Okay, off the mask a little bit here. We're still doing lockdowns. There are certain places losing their businesses. Bars and restaurants closing, and other ones having modified menus and everything. And prices are going up. Nothing's cheap anymore. My pay hasn't gone up. A lot of others have, if you've been working through this crisis. And it's pretty much the same. There's nothing more to it. So that's been the highs and lows for the last, maybe 6 months. And I don't know what's coming up next, but this election is shit. We got other states that are doing things they aren't supposed to and totally breaking the rules and just going, you know, we can do that. Well, no, who's going to care? And, well, we, the people do that voted, the people that care about this damn country. We care. So, you know, I don't know how it's going to turn out. It looks like Biden might be president. And if he is, you know, it's a shit show. It's not going to go well. We're going to see Harrison as president within about 3 to 4 months. Now, I know a lot of people might say, nah, it's probably going to be a little longer than that. I'm like, I think it's going to happen pretty quick. Because it's all pay to play. Now, Real quick, side tangent, I'm going to go on the conspiracy theory that I've had for a little while, and I think some of the conspiracy theorists are right. So my conspiracy theory is an inception of the other conspiracy theories. Because my conspiracy theory is the other conspiracy theorists are right. And here's why. You've probably heard of the NWO, New World Order. Well, 30 to 40 years ago, when that theory came out, there wasn't enough people in the circle, enough people to get away with all the crimes that the Clintons have gotten away with, that Hunter Biden's getting away with, that Hillary got away with. There wasn't enough, and even possibly Bush and all those. You know, when a war is created, when a war happens, and we go over there and then we're fighting for resources like lithium, there's a lot of underlying issues, especially on 9/11 when $2.4 trillion goes missing. Anyways, getting a little bit further away from the point here. The NWO is happening, the New World Order. And we've seen it because there's all these political leaders that were in a position for pay to play, putting their kids and other people in these countries very strategically, getting them all in on it. And here's why I think coronavirus is the coronavirus response is a hoax. And it's channeling money, because anytime a leader issues a declaration of emergency, they have almost unlimited power and get unlimited resources. How do you cripple an economy? How do you get money from a president, from a government that won't give it to you otherwise, who's threatening to take away certain funding because you're not following the federal laws? Well, you do it by creating chaos. So this is the remedial chaos theory. Now, NWO, New World Order, they now or then didn't have enough people in the circle, but now they do. They have them in different branches of government. They have them in different areas of the country and the world, and the world is in on it. All these other countries focus more on our president than we do. How is that possible? Why? Well, I guess it's possible, technology, but why is that a thing? How is it that someone in Canada, someone in Australia knows more about our politics than we know about theirs? They are too focused on our country. Yes, we are a great country. I don't care if the Bidens come in. We're a great country. We have our Second Amendment rights, and please try to take our guns. But we are a great country. There are some things lacking in our country, though, and accountability is one of them. Someone needs to hold these Democrat freaking, you know, whatever you want to call them, accountable. Never. Has any so much uncommon sense just been allowed to be uttered than we have seen in the past 10 years since the Obama era? Obama paved the way for a lot of things to just go downhill. And now we're seeing the effects of it, and it's right there in the open. And people are saying, that's not true. Trump is a really bad man and an evil person. And then there's people going, Biden is a pedophile, and we have video of it. You know, we have video of him doing very inappropriate things with other girls. And that's the issue. That's what's just mind-boggling. Now, I'm not saying President Trump is the best president we've ever had. Well, right now, currently, I think he's actually up there. I'm not saying that he's the best we'll ever have in the future, but where's everybody? Where's the better candidates? The way Amy Coney Barrett handled that hearing, I would have loved to see her run for president, especially over all the other women that have been. You guys want a woman that's fighting for women's rights and power? Oh, man, check out Amy Coney Barrett. She's fucking phenomenal. And we need more people like that, people that just have common sense and their head screwed on and know how to go, wait a second, that's not right. And they can question it and they can push against these things. You want to know how someone is intelligent or if someone is not? look at how easily they go along with the flow. It's really hard to go against it. It's really hard to go against the flow, and you got to question things, and you got to question people, and you got to go, look, no, there's some other information that you are not considering. The fear we have over this virus is irrational. The continued fear. But you know what? It hasn't been talked about in the last 4 days in the media. Just this election and the fraudulent voting that's been going on. And they're finding more and more of it. So what are we going to do about it, people? What are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? I like to look back on JFK when he said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And that's been resonating this whole time with democracy, Democrats, everyone interchangeably using democracy for a constitutional republic, which is what we are, by the way. Which means you're given your rights. It's not told to you or dictated to you. You have them regardless of government. It limits their power. But democracy and this new world order is a socialist, fascist one. We saw it with Bernie, and we saw it with many other the newer Democrats, the Squad, AOC. God. Anyways, I didn't want to make this podcast all about politics right now, but current events, more or less. There's a lot going on. This has been my life for the past 6 to 8 months. I felt it was necessary to finally start talking about it. Because I can't talk about it at work. It brings people down. And I don't want to be that guy, that asshole that's like, man, that guy's always negative. Maybe we should, stop hanging around him. But I don't want to be that guy. I want to be the guy that, you know, can encourage people even in these tough times. Now, I'm also the guy, too, that says, you know, you don't have to go along with the flow. I can't do both. I know there are people that are, you know, very comfortable saying, hey, well, we're in a pandemic, we're in this, you kind of just got to go along with the flow, and here's some things you can do to kind of cope with it, work through it. You know, oh, you're struggling to wear a mask, well, do some meditation. Yeah, the other day we had a meeting and I was practically passing out. You know, these masks over my face ruin my beard, it hurts, it causes maskne. We're not even getting the proper masks, and we just recently got a level 3 mask. If you guys don't know about mask levels, that's something you want to know. That's something you want to check out. So look up the ASMT and you can find out what are the approved masks for, you know, viruses, COVID, dental offices, stuff like that. A level 3, by the way, is way too thick. It has a 98 PFE, which is even more, it's particle filtration, and that is higher than an N95. N95 allows for about 5 particles of filtration to come through so that you can breathe. The 98 does not. It makes it really hard. I had my girlfriend put one on, and she said that this is what it felt like when she had COVID. That's how hard it was to breathe. When you have a mask on, it really restricts your ability to breathe. It puts a lot of stress on your lungs. Now, my first day wearing it, I wore it for 3 hours, and I felt like I was going into cardiac arrest. I started feeling chest pains. You know, it started to hurt. And I started to get dizzy, and I go, oh, here I go. And I pulled my mask down. I just don't have it in me to let me take the fall to prove a point. I want it. I want I want people to realize and to recognize this is not healthy for us. It is when you're for a moment when you're around people, but it's not healthy for 6 to 8 hours a day like kids are forced to do in schools. Cloth or not, I don't care what material it is. We have to be able to breathe. And if this virus can travel on aerosol particles, then breathing without the use of an oxygen tank to filter out any and all things is breathing. Your mask isn't doing anything except causing more fomite transmission, bacterial infections, streptococcus, all those sort of things. Anyways, look up ASMT. But we got to get to a point here in this world where we stop giving in to the BS being pushed out. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram is censoring information they don't like instead of letting us decide. I never thought I would have such a liberal view when it comes to politics, you know, and I want to be honest, I'm right there in the middle and I'm leaning very far, not far right, but I mean, if you put me in the middle between Democrats, Republican, and liberal, I'm kind of a little heavy towards the right on Republican. I'm a little bit towards up on the liberal, and I'm just a smidge on the Democrat side. You know, there's back in the day of JFK, I would have been Democrat, no problem. But the philosophy and the policies have changed dramatically. And never have we seen this polar opposites. And everyone blames Trump. Everyone blames that it's him. But it's the Democratic Party going full opposites. We got to get to a point, people. We got to get to a point where we stop letting them push us around. We don't need a dictatorship. We don't need a government to tell us how to do everything. We would like a government to provide for us what's necessary so that we can live a nice, wonderful life. Give us good roads. Put things in place so that we have nice buildings and jobs available. People want to thrive here. You just tell people, hey, you're going to make $15 an hour at McDonald's. You know, I barely make that. And that's what's going to, I don't get a raise. But that's what set me apart before. Because the minimum wage here is so low that I can't even make the wage I'm supposed to make at the job I have with the degree I have. This world needs to change, but not in the direction it's going. And that starts with you. It starts with everybody. And we can come together. It used to be just very difficult on how to get things done, but we both agreed that it needed to get done. We all agreed that things need to be done about it. All different types of situations. But now it's changing a bit. And now everyone's scared. I know people that are literally crying over these elections, that are freaked out, having anxiety attacks, panic attacks. Not only that, but with COVID too. Schools on lockdown again, or not lockdown, on remote learning. Now parents have to stay home because they can't afford daycare, and daycares can't take more than 10 or 11 kids. So where are they going to send them? Someone's got to work still. So they're having to stay home. They're having to quit their jobs or take a temporary leave and file for unemployment, taking a pay cut, basically. Things have got to change. Or we're going to see our country. We're going to see what happened in Auschwitz happen to us. And they also said they didn't think it would happen. It couldn't possibly happen. Nothing like that would happen again. But ladies and gentlemen, freaks and geeks, we are seeing it happen again. I know it's a tough comparison. I know it's a strong one. But continue wearing your masks. Just like the Jews had to keep wearing their stars. It's going to happen again. They're going to come for our guns. We're going to see a civil war. But I got to be honest. I really hope intelligence, common sense, the human condition comes together and thrives. Because I believe there's good people out there, and I believe there's people that really will fight for this. Because when you get pushed enough, when you get backed into a corner, well, I believe you're going to push back. Well, that's my podcast for today. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions or want to continue the conversation more, find me on Facebook. Find me on Twitter at One Adam Paradox on Twitter and the Adam Paradox Podcast on Facebook. I'd be more than glad to have a conversation with you and get you on the show and just talk a little if that's what you want to do too. Other than that, I'm coming to you from rural Kansas because I don't know. It sounds official to say something like that. Have a great day. Have a great week. And don't worry, this will all blow over soon.